Good morning, family. Rejoice in the Lord always. He is worthy to be praised. My name is Takaya Collins, and I am filling in for Pastor Collins this morning. I want to welcome you to day 10 of our Make Room prayer call. Week 1 was making room in us. And here we are in week 2, and we are making room for Him. On Monday, the word of the day was pause, which is our posture. It reminded us the most powerful act of faith is stop striving, release control, and rest in the fact that God is still God. Yesterday, the word was prayer. And if pause is our posture, then prayer is the practice. Pastor Collins reminded us it's not just a ritual, but it's a relationship. It's how we talk to God, but also how we listen to God. It's where our weakness meets His strength, where our needs meet His supply, and where our hearts align with His will. Well, the word for today is praise. Oftentimes, when we hear the word praise, it is used in the phrase praise and worship. Now, while both are very similar in that they share a common goal of glorifying God and exalting God and honoring God, there are some key differences between them. Praise is an outward expression of gratitude and adoration for God, often involving verbal expressions like singing or speaking or even dancing. Whereas worship is a deeper inward attitude of reverence and devotion, a lifestyle of surrender and love for God. So our key verse for today is Psalms 34, verse 1. The ESV version puts it this way: I will bless the Lord at all times, and His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Another translation puts it this way. This is the New Living Translation. It says, I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak His praises. Another translation says it like this. This is the Living Bible. I will praise the Lord no matter what happens. I will constantly speak of His glories and grace. You see, it is easy to praise God when life is good, right? When prayers are being answered and doors are being opened and blessings are flowing. But what about when things fall apart? When you're facing disappointment, loss, or uncertainty? Psalms 34:1 challenges us to praise the Lord at all times. I use the word challenge, well, because that is a challenging thing to do. How are you supposed to praise God in the midst of life storms? How are you supposed to praise God when bills are piling up and your projected income is not enough? How are you to praise God when your marriage is falling apart? How are you to praise God when the diagnosis is earth-shattering? How do you praise God when fear and anxiety grips you to the point of paralysis? How do you praise God when you lose your job, but life doesn't stop? How do you praise God while grieving the loss of a loved one? How do you praise God when your children are having challenges that you don't have the solution for? How do you praise God when your name is being dragged through the mud? How do you praise God when your prayers have gone unanswered for years and you're starting to feel like giving up? How do you praise God when you're isolated and loneliness makes you wonder if God even sees you? How do you praise God when you've been betrayed by someone you loved and trusted? How do you praise God when you feel distant from God and your faith is barely hanging on? How do you praise God when your business failed and now you're having to start over from scratch? How do you praise God when you're stuck in an addiction or a cycle and you can't seem to break it? How do you praise God when you're drowning in shame over a past mistake that still haunts you? How do you praise God when you've miscarried or suffered the heartbreak of infertility? Simply put, how do you praise God when life hurts? David, who wrote this passage, knows a thing or two about heartache. David did not write this passage from a palace throne, but he wrote it from a cave, a place of fear, hiding, and survival. David wrote these words after pretending to be insane to escape King Achish. Even in the midst of chaos, David made a bold choice to praise God. Praise is more than a feeling. It's an act of faith. It shifts our focus from our problems to God's power. It's a declaration that God is still worthy no matter what we are facing. When David says, "His praise shall continually be in my mouth," he teaches us that praise should be a constant rhythm, not an occasional response. Our words have power. When our mouths are filled with praise, our hearts are strengthened and our perspectives change. So there are three takeaways from this verse that I pray will bless you. Number one is praise is a choice. I will bless the Lord. David didn't say, "I feel like blessing the Lord." He said, "I will bless the Lord." That is a decision, not an emotion. At the time David wrote this, he was in hiding, fearful for his life. Praise wasn't easy. It was a deliberate act of faith. He chose to speak well of God, even while running for his life. You see, praise won't always feel natural. You may feel discouraged, weary, or even angry. But when you choose to praise, you are choosing to trust, to put God above your circumstances. This is how faith speaks. "God, I don't understand anything right now. I don't understand everything right now, but I choose to bless your name anyway. I choose to bless your name anyway." Another takeaway is praise is for all seasons. The Word of God says at all times. All times means all times, not just during Sunday worship or when things are going well. It means praising God when you get the job or lose the job. Praising God when you feel strong or are barely hanging on. Praising God when you understand God's plan or feel completely in the dark. Praise doesn't mean you ignore pain. It means you acknowledge God's presence and power even in the pain. Learn to say, "Even now, Lord, I will praise you." Praise can be a weapon in spiritual warfare, a lifeline in depression, and a shield in anxiety. When life is inconsistent, let your praise be consistent. I'm going to say that again. When life is inconsistent, let your praise be consistent. Because God is. He's consistent. He's a consistent God. And the third takeaway is praise is meant to be spoken. "His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Praise isn't just a silent feeling in your heart. It's something that comes out of your mouth. Your words matter. They carry power. When your mouth is filled with praise, it changes the atmosphere. It redirects your mind. It encourages others around you. It builds your own faith. Sometimes speaking praise is the very thing that pulls your heart back into alignment with truth. So how can you practice this? Speak it. Start your day declaring who God is. Say it out loud, even if you're alone. Sing it. Worship through music when your heart is heavy. You can even declare it. Use scripture to remind your soul of God's promises. An example would be, "The Lord is my shepherd, I will fear no evil." When we choose to praise, not occasionally, but constantly, we are training our hearts to trust God in every season. Our spoken praise isn't empty noise. It's a declaration of faith that God is still good. He is still in control. He is still worthy. And that kind of praise, it doesn't just honor God, it transforms us. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you as a people who desire to honor you. Even when life doesn't make sense, your word says in Psalms 34:1, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Lord, give us that kind of faith, a faith that praises not only in moments of joy, but also in times of hardship and uncertainty. Remind us that praise is a choice. Even when emotions are heavy and circumstances are overwhelming, help us to choose to bless your name. Like David, may we declare, I will bless the Lord. Not because everything is going right, but because you are always good. Teach us to praise you in every season, through victory and disappointment, through clarity and confusion. Let us be anchored in the truth that you are worthy, no matter what our situation looks like. Let your praise continually be in our mouths. Fill our speech with thanksgiving. Train our tongues to speak life instead of complaints, to worship instead of worry, and to declare your faithfulness even when doubt presses in. May our words magnify you and encourage everyone around us. Let our lives become a steady rhythm of praise, unshaken, unmovable, and rooted in trust in you. When we forget, gently remind us, Father. When we grow weary, Lord, strengthen us. When we are hurting, hold us close and give us a song, even if it's through our tears. We praise you together, not because everything is easy, but because you are still God and you are still worthy. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much for tuning into our prayer call this morning. This is day 10 in our Make Room prayer call. The key word today was praise. The playback will be uploaded to our website this morning at gracechurchal.com. And there's a song that I can't stop singing called Praise by Elevation Worship. I recommend you listen to that song today once the call is over. Let that be your anthem for the day. Let it be your anthem for the day. It's super hype. I know it'll bless you. I pray that each of you have an amazing day and that you will encounter God's grace and love in a new way. May his presence go before you. Peace.